am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. Blood Relative, a new documentary from the filmmaker Nirmisha Mukherjee, will have its world premiere at the Vancouver International Film Festival. It'll screen three times, Saturday the 6th of October, Wednesday the 10th of October, and Friday the 12th. Visit VIFF.org for more information and tickets. Ms. Mukherjee joins me now. We'll talk about this movie, which is her second feature, that follows a remarkable story of Vinay Shetty, an activist in Mumbai who's devoted his life in helping young people in India suffering from thalassemia, a genetic blood disease. It's become an epidemic. Young people suffer stunted growth, and though it can be treated, life-saving drugs are out of reach financially. In the movie, we meet two people with the disease, Divya, a 14-year-old, and a 24-year-old, Imran, who happens to be a big fan of Eminem. The movie provides a view onto modern India's healthcare system and the fascinating stories of these three compelling characters. Nirmisha Mukherjee is a Gemini-nominated producer and director based out of here in Vancouver. Her debut feature was a critically acclaimed 65 Red Roses, which ended up airing on OWN this year. The website for more is at bloodrelative.net. Please welcome to the Plant Online program Nirmisha Mukherjee. Ms. Mukherjee, good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Thanks for joining us. So how did you come to this story?
Well, Vinay Shetty, the activist, is my uncle, and I actually ended up a friend of mine was traveling through India and stayed with my relatives while I was finishing up 65 Red Roses. And when she came back to Vancouver, she kept telling me, you know, there's a story with your uncle, but I think you're going to have to go to India to sort of see if, you know, where this could lead. And she ended up being very right. I ended up going to India and reconnecting with my uncle and, you know, 2 years later, working on a film about it.
Had you spent much time with him previously? Had you known him well?
You know, I hadn't been back to India in over 20 years, and so I hadn't had the chance to really meet him. But through family members, I kept hearing that about how, you know, people, they would say, okay, you work in documentary film, you're into social issue causes, you should really meet Vinay, you know, your Uncle Vinay. He's like you. He's doing great work, but we don't know how much money he's making. And so I kind of felt I felt a commonality with him even before I got a chance to really meet him.
Yeah, and so his work, what is his work?
Well, he is working, he runs a nonprofit organization called Think Foundation, based in Mumbai, and basically, one of the other things we really wanted to show with the film is this idea that, you know, India's heroes aren't just in Bollywood. Mm-hmm. And for my Uncle Vinay, he's dedicated his life to, he's very nationalistic, and he's dedicated his life to helping people within India. And so he fell into this cause of thalassemia, and you know, the film basically picks up the story when, you know, everything is going right, and then suddenly, you know, everything goes wrong, and his organization loses funding because of the collapse of the economy in the U.S. And you know, it's just sort of a testament to Vinay Uncle about how much he, you know, he wasn't going to give up. And so the film kind of follows him trying to keep everything together.
So how did he get to thalassemia? Did you guys have someone in your family who had it, or?
No, what happened was, you know, it's really funny. No one in the family has it from our side, but what happened was Vinay was very involved with blood donation, and one day this person called him up saying, my child is in desperate need of blood. He has an illness called thalassemia. Would you donate blood for him? Because in India, that's how it works. You actually have to go find someone to donate blood. You can't just show up and ask for blood.
Yeah.
And so Vinay went in and donated blood and then started to learn more about the illness and realized that really nothing was being done, both on the prevention and in terms of trying to get these kids treatment. And one of the horrible, you know, side effects of this disease is if you don't receive proper care, these children don't reach puberty. So you have kids who are essentially, you know, 24, like Imran, who look like they're 16. So, you know, 14, 16. So visually, the illness was really intriguing to me.
So is it curable?
It can be curable, if you have bone marrow transplant, which is actually not even really a possibility in India. So the real way that people go about dealing with this illness in India is taking this iron chelation treatment, which is unaffordable. It's just not even affordable for people who are suffering from the disease. So, you know, the cure is just not even, you know, on the radar. It's mostly just trying to keep them alive if they can get access to the treatment.
And in terms of what it all costs, your uncle Vinay, he raises the money, I guess. How does that work?
Yeah, they so they're not a government-sponsored organization, and up when we started the film, he had support from an American foundation, and things were going really well. And then, you know, when the economy kind of collapsed, you know, people started. I think, you know, there's a lot of Western organizations that sort of pulled back in terms of helping these kinds of organizations abroad. And so what happens in the film is we're following Vinay trying to get government support, and, you know, it's they don't have a universal healthcare system in India, so it's really about him trying to get the government to take, you know, step up and try to help, you know, not just kids with thalassemia, but I think we focus on thalassemia in this film, but really showing how much, you know, the government needs to step in to help a lot of these kids who just don't have proper treatment.
And so how did you pick the two kids, Divya and Imran?
Well, Imran came to us through Vinay and Think Foundation. We met him. You know, we were looking for someone who was working hard to try to take care of himself, and Imran ended up being this wonderful person. And you mentioned he's a huge fan of Eminem.
Yeah.
He works at a call center, and what was great about him is he spoke English fluently. He deals with Americans and North Americans constantly through work, and he was just this really articulate, really strong person, and immediately we really liked him. And his situation was unique because he was taking care of his mom and his sister because his father basically deserted the family. And so he was really interesting. And then Divya, we were looking for a kid who hadn't had any proper treatment. And we kind of stumbled on Divya just through the hospitals, and realized that she was getting these transfusions, but she wasn't actually going all the way with her treatment, just because she didn't realize her family was uneducated and just didn't realize that this medication existed, and so we were able to kind of catch her right before, before she had any access to any care, and then Vinay uncle ended up connecting to her, and we're able to sort of follow that story. But none of these stories sort of go in the direction we had anticipated, and I think that's what's kind of exciting about the film.
Did you have trouble making sure that Imran didn't use the F word?
We had to cut out.
Oh, really? Yeah.
We had to cut out some of the F-bombs. Especially, I mean, he speaks very eloquently.
Right.
He doesn't rely on, you know, the swear words to communicate, but he loves Eminem, so, you know, anytime he's rapping, there's just going to be a lot of swearing, so we have to kind of edit a bit of that out.
Yeah. How long did you spend in India?
We spent a year, so we kept going back and forth, so we spent a couple months there and then come back as we were sort of gathering funding and trying to, you know, get the film off the ground.
And was it an enjoyable process for you?
It was incredible. Yeah, for me, I'd never spent, I only speak English, and I, you know, like I said, I hadn't spent a lot of time in India, but I really wanted to. And so this was sort of this amazing way of reconnecting to, to my relatives through Vinay uncle, and also just getting a pulse of what it's like to just be living in such an incredible city, and also just getting access. You know, we got access to these government hospitals that I don't think normally are ever on camera. And so I kind of got to see all these things in all these places that I would never get to experience if I was a tourist.
In making this movie, other than telling some compelling stories, especially in this movie, is there a goal for you as the filmmaker that you want to change something perhaps with healthcare in India, or just in the lives of these people that you chronicle?
Yeah, I think it's twofold. One, being a Canadian, an Indo-Canadian, when you tell stories like this, it's a reflection of, you end up sort of mirroring where you're coming from. So there's this incredible gratitude to be living in a country where I don't have to worry about healthcare. And then on the other hand, it's, you know, when you're seeing these children, these young people struggle, these young adults, because in the film they look like children, but they're actually young adults. You definitely want, you're hoping that the film, you know, sparks dialogue, you know, in countries where, you know, kids don't have access to treatments, and if you can create change, you know, you're always hoping that there might be change. And I know Vinay Uncle is working very hard to create change in India.
And he's coming to Vancouver for the film festival, right?
He is. I convinced him to take some time off work and to come to Vancouver, so he's going to be here for the premiere.
Yeah. I see that the Knowledge Network is on board as a co-producer. Does that mean that it'll air there eventually?
Absolutely, yeah. It's going to be airing this fall in November on Knowledge Network, and they're airing the full festival cut. So we're very lucky. We're very fortunate they're going to air the full film.
Yeah. What's next for you?
I'm, you know, I've been working on shorts, narrative films, and so I think that, you know, I've got a couple of projects on the go, and I think I'd really like to start moving into narrative films. I think I love documentary, and my heart is in documentary, but I think it's time to try something where, you know, it's the stakes aren't life and death for,
yeah.
for the people that are on camera.
Yeah, I mean, the 65 Red Roses, I heard a great deal about it, and all positive.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
very lucky. It was a life-changing experience for sure. And actually, 65 Red Roses is, I think, what led me to do this film in India.
Yeah. That also screened at the film festival here, right?
Yeah, it won two awards at this in 2009.
Yeah, what's that like to have being home, this being your hometown, that your movie screen at the film festival here?
It means so much to be filming at Vancouver Film Festival because you can feel the support. I mean, there's a community here that wants you to succeed. They want you to tell stories that you care about. And I think what's been amazing about this is that there's just, it's an audience festival. I mean, the people that come out, it's not as much about the industry. I mean, the industry is there, the commercial value of it is there, but I think what's forefront here and what makes it so unique is that it's really about the audiences, and the audiences come out in Vancouver. I mean, people love film. They love independent film, foreign films. I mean, it's incredible the number of people that show up to see these films from around the world.
Congratulations and good luck with the movie.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking to your uncle, I guess next week he'll be on the program. So
I know he's looking forward to talking to you, so it should be good.
The website for more, bloodrelative.net. The film screens at the Vancouver International Film Festival Saturday the 6th of October, Wednesday the 10th, Friday the 12th. VIFF.org is the website for information and tickets for those screenings. The filmmaker, Nimisha Mukherjee, on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planto.